on top. Mishnah says, "Besimonov uvemitzarov." Somebody says, "I'll sell you a base kur offer again. I'll sell you a large property, and I give you the exact simonim, the exact signs, uvemitzarov, the exact boundaries." Now, pochos mishtus. Let's say there's still a difference of a sixth involved. There's still pochos mishtus. So locher zegiya, the sale still takes place. Achtus, which the Gemara means to say, really, if it's more than ishtus, we'll see in the Gemara, if a jip makes a difference more than a sixth, then you knock it. Then you have to take away. Shoshbam learns it means like this. Bisonu v'tzav means, hoy mila chaveru, somebody says to his friend, beiskur ofran yimoych lecho, betoy chasimonu v'amitzorim halolu, shatoroya hakur kach lecho. Like I tell you, listen, I'm selling you this piece of property, and right here, these are the boundaries, these are the simonim, here it is. So, what does it mean now? Pochus mishtos egiya, that means, tehainu, tfei miroivel so, kiflei kiflayim bishtus, hainu kav leso, tochinam mitaimed leidomi lehein chosar hein yosar, here it's a little bit different than hein chosar hein yosar. Yes, so Rashbam is really explaining that here this mission is different than other missions. Before we had 1/24th, and here it says 1/6th. Here it says Alocha that I sell, I'm selling you this property, and these are the simonim, and these are the boundaries of the property, as if to say, here is the property, look at it. And I say it's a base kur. So the Mishnah says, here's telling a sixth. If it's Yijipim less than a sixth, or a sixth more than a base kur, then we say it's a giyah, the sale is still a good sale. But once it's more than a sixth, if you either give him more property than a sixth of a base kur, or else you give him less property than a base kur, then you have to take this in account. We have to change around the price. Yeah. So Ram explains, here it's different than before, because the chivan, the heron loy hamitzorim, since I'm showing you that these are the boundaries of this field, command is over le sode zustoma, as if I sell you this field the way it is, kamashu, ben kotim ben godol, whether it's small or whether it's big. Eladahanim my dama base kur. So, but he still said, I'm selling you a base kur. She a korub le base kur. It has to be close to a base kur. She nechosa yosu mishtus. Can't be missing more than a sixth. That's why our mission is different. Before we had, if I said I sell you a base kur, hein choser, hein yeser, a little bit more, a little bit less, it's totally in 1/24th. Then we say it's a good sale. More or less, it's not. Here the Mishnah says 1/6. Why? Because here, since he spoke out clearly and said, here this is the field, like look at it, and these are the boundaries, as if I'm telling you, no matter how this field is, this is what I'm selling you. But still he spoke out and said, it is a base kur. Why did he say it's a base kur? At least it has to look like a base kur. So that's the chiddush of our Mishnah, that up until 1/6, it's still a good sale. If it's a difference more than a sixth, then the sale is bottled. Then you're not going to, you have to pay back the difference. So where it says like this. Itmar will learn like this. Rav Huna says, shtus. If let's say it's 1/6 more, or 1/6 less, kepochus mishtus. It's still called a gi, it's still called a good sale. It has a loch as if you gypped him, or you gave less than a sixth. But the shtus is also like less than a sixth. We have Yehuda Ramano, shtus. Once there's a difference of a sixth, either you gave him more a sixth, or less a sixth, kiyesim mishtus. That's considered like more than a sixth already, so even a sixth will be yinaka, means you have to make a difference in price, so the sale does not take place. You have to change around. If you gave him too much, you have to give it back. If you gave him too little, you have to give him more. So it's a machloikis. What's the loch of a shtus? A sixth itself. Samara says, Rav Huna says, shtus kipochus mishtus. If he's missing a sixth of the property, that's like less than a sixth. And the sale still takes place. Why? Hochikoma. This is what our Mishnah means to say. Pochus mishtus u shtus bichlal higiyu. That if I give you a less than a sixth of a difference, or even a sixth, I give you either a sixth more than a base kur, or a sixth less than the base kur, it's still bechlal hegiyu. That the locher is the sale is still called a good sale. Again, since I said these are the boundaries, these are the simonim, the Gifter said, look, take it the way it is. What about Yosem Ishtus? Let's say it's more than Ishtus. Yosem Ishtus. Let's say you gave him more than a sixth of a base kur, or she gave him less more than a sixth. Then you knock it. Then you have to make the difference in price. This is the way Rav Huna learns. Rav Yehuda says no. Rav Yehuda Reimer, Shtus, Ki Yosem Ishtus. What's the loch of a sixth itself? If I give you a sixth more, a sixth less, it has a loch as if I gave you more than a sixth. And therefore, Tiyanakeh, you have to pay the price, pay the difference back. That's Rav Yehuda Svara. Sumar says, Hochi Kama. This is what our Mishnah means to say. Pochis Mishtus Higiyu. If I gave you less than a sixth of a base kur, too much or too little, the sale is still a good sale. Since I spoke out clearly and said, these are the boundaries, like this is the field. But only achtus, only if the difference is upper tolishtus. Avo shtus, once the difference is ashtus itself, if I charge you, I give you a sixth more or a sixth less, a sixth then the locher is bechlal yinakir. If I give you a sixth more than I'm supposed to, or I give you a sixth less than I'm supposed to, that's bechlal the safe of the Mishnah yinakir, that's not called a good sale, and therefore you have to pay the difference of price. If I gave you too much, you have to give it back. If I gave you too little, I have to give you more. So, kiss, that's machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. What's Shana Mishnah? What's the loch exactly? A sixth itself. Now, the Gemara starts like this. Meisve avakasha. Screw this, going to be a kasha on Rav Huna. Meisve. It says, Alocha b'simonov uvemetzorov. If I sell you a base core property, but I tell you, these are the simonim, these are the signs. In other words, this blue field here, that's the field I'm telling you. Uvim v'tzarov. And I'm telling you clearly, these are the boundaries. You see that tree, you see this tree, these are the boundaries of the field. So it says clearly, pichishtus, let's say I also said, it's a base kur. So let's say it comes out now, pichishtus. I give you less than a base kur, but the difference is less than a sixth. I give you less, exactly a sixth less than a base kur. Or else, I give you more than a base kur, a sixth more. So it says clearly here in the Braisa, Harehu kishum hadayonim. It has the same halacha that when a bezdin has to go and evaluate the field to see how much the field is worth, and if they make a mistake, have the same halacha like they make a mistake over there. The same type of halacha applies over here, but it also ends off hegiyo that the sale takes place, which we'll soon see. Doesn't we'll solve avakasha on that? But without the word hegiyo, what's the question? The question is v'horshum hadayonim. In the case when bezdin goes down, let's say somebody owes somebody money, and the labor doesn't have money to pay. So bezdin goes down to the loiv and takes his property and sells his property in order to have money to pay back to the malva. So bezdin evaluates the property and they made a mistake. So there it says clearly, tishtus. If bezdin made a mistake in the valuation by a sixth, either they received a sixth too little, so the halacha is ki yosem mishtus. It has a halacha like more than ishtus. And therefore it's like mekach bottle. And therefore Bezdin has to do the thing over again. So this is a kasha on Rav Huna. That Rav Huna says in our Mishnah, Rav Huna says in our Mishnah, that a shtus, if you make a difference 1/6, it's kapochas mishtus. And therefore it's a giyu, it's a good sale. And here in the Brice it says that if you make a difference of a sixth, you know what type halacha it has. It has the same halacha like shum hadayonim, like when Bezdin makes a valuation. And there the halacha by Bezdin is, if they make a mistake in a sixth, it's taka bottle. So it's a raya from this brisa, not like Rav Huna, that when they make a mistake in the field, even exactly 1/6 different, it's taka like bottle. It's not called a good sale, that you have to give back the money. So it's a kasha on Rav Huna. Sumerian says back, oh, Maloch Rav Huna. Rav Huna answers back and says back, no. Ule Taimech, according to your Tam, that you want to say this brisa says not like me. That this brisa says if there's a difference in a sixth, and a difference in a sixth is like more than a sixth, and therefore you have to pay back. Well, the taimich hegiyu katani. Listen, anyway, this brisa is shver. Because this brisa says, what does the brisa say again? It says that meister b'simanu v'mitzara prochas mishtus oy hoyser shtus hareya kashuma dayonim. But it says hegiyu. Hegiyu is mashma, that a sale does take place. So it's a steer anyway, this brisa. Because by shumha dayonim, the loch read, it's not a good sale. If Bezdin made a mistake by a sixth, we retract and do it over again. And here it says the loch and of hegiyu. It says the sale is good. So what's going on here? So if anything, that'll be a raya too, Rav Huna. As if to say, even though there's a difference of a sixth, still it's called hegiyu. Still it's called a good sale. So anyway, this brisa is a little of a kasha. So what does the brisa mean then to say, is kishumha dayonim? If anything, fakert, it's a kasha then on Rav Yehuda. Because here it's mashmo that a sixth is also called hegiyu. So really, we'll still see the Rashbam, but the Gemara, if our gears for the Gemara answer is that Tana, we learned like this. The Bach said the gears should be really Omalei Rav Yehuda. Notice really it comes out to kasha on Rav Yehuda. Because here it's mashmo that a sixth is hegiyu. A sixth is called the good sale. So more like the answer, the Gersa should be, Ela Rav Yehuda, the answer himself, like Omelet, we have the Gersa Tana. Ela should be, Kishum Hadayonim, V'loy Kishum Hadayonim. Like for this price, there's no proof. That this price says, if you make a difference in a sixth, that has Alocha, like when a Bezdin makes a difference of a sixth, I'll tell you the price does not mean exactly. It means in a certain way, yes, and a certain way, no. Elo kishum hadayonim, but still v'loy kishum hadayonim. In a way, it's not like the same way Bezdin makes a difference. What does that mean? That kishem kishum hadayonim. What do you mean to say it's like dayonim, the difference when Bezdin makes a difference in valuation? Lishtus. That means it has a loch of a sixth. But still, in other words, a sixth is called a good sale. More than a sixth is not called a good sale anymore. But I'll tell you, v'loy kishum hadayonim, but it's not exactly the same halacha as this will reply when a Bezdin makes a mistake. Why? D'yilu hasam bitul mekach. I'll tell you why, a Bezdin, when they make a mistake in a sixth, if they sold the property and they were gypped by a sixth, it's bitul mekach. We take back the whole sale and do it over again. Vilu hocho, Mashenkin over here in the case of our Mishnah, when somebody is selling a field to somebody else, and he speaks out two conditions. I'm selling you true base kur, but this base kur, I'm telling you clearly, this is it, right here. These are the simonim, these are the boundaries. In such a case, it's a giyu. In such a case, if there's a difference, even though there's a sixth different, like it's missing a sixth of a kur, or you gave a sixth more, still it's a giyu. Still for the chura, there's no kasha to Rav Huna. That's what Rav Huna would answer over here. So let's see how the Rashbam says it inside. That, Omalach Rav Huna, l'taymech giyu katani, d'mashma deve kapachas mishtus. Anyway, what are you asking me a kasha? It sounds like Shema the Yonim. That it's bottle, a sixth is bottle, no. But the Bryce also says, hey giyu. Hegiyu means you keep it, it's a good sale. So therefore, via the makshas limeresha, before you ask me the question from the resha, that smashm is called like Shema the Yonim, tikshalachomi sefer. Ask me the same question from the sefer. Ella, what do you have to say? Vadachikoma. This is what this price means to say. Pichashtus or hoisishtus, hegiyu. Whether I gave you less or more ashtus, it's a good sale. And kishum hadayonim. The same way by the Yonim. The Yomanami Higiyu. Now, for Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, who the polar big subas of Yomar, and came Makoyach Bez and Yofel, Lakach Rabbi Mochon Kayim and Echnami. The way Rav Huna will learn Shan this Bryce is going according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that he argues there in Ksubas and he holds that when Bezdin sells something, even though they made a mistake by a sixth, still it's called a good sale. Because the Svar is, if not, ma koyach bezdin yofa.
Like otherwise, if you're going to say Beis Din can make mistakes, what's the power of a Beis Din? Rakach Hevi Machron Kain VeGiir VeGiir the Tani Yocha Atavaya Koy. It goes on both of them. That's the way Rav Huna will learn this brisa. To Shtus they do Kepachas Mishtus. Therefore, this brisa Lachur is a raya to Rav Huna that even though I made a difference of a sixth is still called a good sale. It's still called a giyu, the same halacha that applies by Shem Abiyonim by a Beis Din, that it's called the good sale because of the svara of ma mocha ma kerech Beis Din yofa. Then Mashbam explains what the Gemara means to say. Then if so, the kashal of Yehuda. If so, then this bright of the kashang of Yehuda, because Rav Yehuda says no. He says a sixth is like more than a sixth. So the Mr. Gemara says, "Oh, mach Rav Yehuda, the dinam la kasha. To me also it's not a kasha." Tikla Trutze, you could answer this brisa like this, that the brisa means true, a sixth is of a sale of a base kur is kishur madayonim. It's like when Beis Din makes a mistake, but really, v'loy kishur madayonim. What does that mean? Da diktoni higiyu, that this brisa said the sale is a good sale, you can keep it. Lav mishum dishtus, have a mechila kapachas mishtus. Not because if I made a difference of a sixth, it's like less than a sixth. Only Erlam really like Rav Yehuda Shitter is Shtus Kiyesim Shtus. If I give you a sixth more or a sixth less, it's like I gave you more than a sixth. And we have to make a difference in price.